Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we will be concluding the second chapter and beginning the third chapter in Maseches Sanhedrin. So the last Mishnah of the second chapter, Mishnah Hay, says, Ein rochvin al suso, we may not ride on the king's horse, vein yoshvin al kiso, and we may not sit on his throne, vein mishtamshin bisharbito, and we may not use his scepter. And if we look in the Tosos Yontif, he adds, v'lo b'kisro, v'lo b'echad mikol kleit hashmisho, nor may we wear his crown or any of his garments of office, anything that he uses for his official capacity, back in the Mishnah. V'ein roen oso kishahu mistaper, we may not watch him get a haircut. V'lo kishahu arum, we can't see him naked. V'lo b'beis hamerchatz, and not in the bathhouse. Why may we not do any of these things? Shenemar, because the Pasuk tells us, Som tosim alecha melech, you should put the king over you. Shetehe emaso alecha, which means that you must have a certain awe of him. You can't see him as your buddy, you know, just hanging out at the gym. You have to have a certain reverence for the king. Let's look in the Bart Neuro. Actually, there's just one tiny Bart Neuro. All it does is it explains what it means to get a haircut. Kishmagalach are rosho, so gets a haircut. Okay, so let us continue now with the first Mishnah in Perek Gimel. Dinei mamonos b'shlosha. Financial cases are judged with a court of three. Ze borer lo echad, one litigant chooses a judge. Ve'ze borer lo echad, and the other litigant chooses a judge. U'shnehem borerin lehem od echad, and the two together choose the third judge. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. But the sages say, Shnei hadiyamim borim lahem od echad. The two judges that the litigants picked, they choose the third judge. Ze posel dayano shel ze, veze posel dayano shel ze. And one litigant can disqualify the judge of the other, and vice versa. Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. But the sages say, Emasai, when are they able to do this? Bizman shemevi alehen raya shehen krovin opsulin. Only if they bring proof that the judge they're objecting to is related to or in some other way unfit. So if it's the brother of your opponents, then he's no good. If he's got some disqualifying aspects, he's no good. But if you just don't like the guy, you don't want him to be the judge, that doesn't enter into it. Avalim hayuk sherim o mumchim, if they are fit or experts, eno yochel lepaslan, then you can't disqualify them. Ze posel edav shel ze, veze posel edav shel ze, one litigant can disqualify the edim, the witnesses of the other litigant, and vice versa. Divrei Rabbi Meir, again, that's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. V'chachamim omrim, but the sages say, Emasai, when can they disqualify the witnesses? Bizman shehu mevi alehen raya, shehen krovim opsulim. Only if they bring proof that they are related to the other litigants or in some other way unfit to testify. Avayim hayuk sherim, eno yochel lefaslan. But if they are fit to be witnesses, he's not able to just disqualify them because he doesn't want them to testify. And we will look in the Bart Neuro. There's actually quite a lot of Bart Neuro in this Mishnah, so we'll just do some selections. Chachamim omrim shnei hadayam borim lahem echad. So the first opinion is that the two litigants together choose the third judge, but the Chachamim say the two judges choose the third. Below das habali dinim, without the consultation or the input of the litigants. Kadei shelo yeh libo shel zeh hashlishi no te'etzel echad mehen. So that the third judge shouldn't have any preference for either of the two parties. The halacha kechachamim, and the halacha in this matter follows the opinion of the sages. Aval imhem ksherim umumchim. You cannot disqualify judges if they are fit or experts. Now that's kind of a strange way to say it, because they could be experts but unfit. If I'm an expert but I'm the brother of one of the parties, then I should be disqualified. So what does that mean? Hachika amar. This is the intention of that statement. If they are fit, in that they are neither relatives nor in some other way disqualified, afal pi shehim yoshvei kronos nasu kimumchim. Even though they're just regular people, they are like experts. Ve'eno yachol lifslan, and you cannot disqualify them. Ze posel edav shel ze. Each litigant can disqualify the witnesses of the other. That's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Pluktahu dereb Meir u'rabanan mukila b'gemara. So the Gemara explains the difference of opinion between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim in this matter. Kishamar Baldin Yeshli Shtek Hati Edim Bedavar. I have two sets of witnesses in this matter. Behavi Kat Rishona, and he brings the first set of witnesses. Vamad Baldin Shekinegdo, and the other litigant gets up, Im Acher, with somebody else, Vamar Psulenhain, and says, these witnesses are no good. Rabbi Meir Omer, Yochelhu Im Acher Lepaslan. Rabbi Meir says, he and another person are able to disqualify these witnesses. V'lav nogea be'edushu, shahari amar yeshli kataheres. And that doesn't affect the other party's case because he says he has another set of witnesses. V'im bikesh v'lo matza yafsid. And if he looks and doesn't find, then he's out of luck. V'rabbanan savre, and the Rabbanan feel, afal gav d'amar techila yeshli shtei kate edim. Even though at the beginning he says, I have two sets of witnesses. Yachol lachzor v'lomar Ainli ela elu. He's able to come back and say, no, I only have these. V'nemar zeh shebol lefoslan nogea be'edushu. So then we find that the one who wants to disqualify them actually damages, he affects the testimony of the other party. V'lo mafsile afume. So we do not disqualify them based on his say-so. V'halacha kechachamim, and the halacha follows the chachamim in this matter. That is the end of Mishnah Aleph. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Beis and Gimel.
Hello.